Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go with Dina Stewart at the 40. Dina is out today. Lopez in wearing Dina's hat and covering, I should say, shoes.
I'm wearing both.
Are you? Good, good. You said you're prepared. That's nice.
Yeah, she sent me a whole box of stuff.
All right. Well, if you want your latest Hollywood headlines, you've come to the right place, and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They can help you refinance that high-interest car loan and make no payments until after the new year. For more value in the Valley, visit Pioneer Valley Credit Union at pvcu.org. All right. So what's going on in dirt, Lopez?
All right. So Rachel Bloom, she's from the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. She was talking to Seth Meyers on Late Night, and apparently she broke out into song while giving birth to her daughter back in March, and she specifically said that she sang the theme from the 1996 film Space Jam to help her give birth to her daughter. Never would I have thought that I'd be talking about Space Jam helping people give birth, but maybe that's the trick.
Are there really high notes in there? Because I think that would be... a good way to deliver a baby. You know what I mean? That would be the final push. Is that?
I'll be honest. I don't even know what this song is. So
I don't remember it either.
So I'm glad it helped her, though. Jamie Lee Curtis actually did something really amazing. She was able to fulfill a diehard Halloween fan's final wish. This is from MSN, and she officiated the wedding of Anthony Woodall. He had been diagnosed, unfortunately, with esophageal cancer and in 2019. And less than an hour before he passed away in September, he was able to get her to officiate his wedding. So he had apparently called the production company, Rough House Productions, who's reviving the Halloween franchise, and talked to them about maybe contacting her. And through the company, they got in touch with Jamie Lee Curtis. And she offered to officiate his wedding. And it was, you know, an hour before he passed away that he and his girlfriend or fiance at the time, they were able to get married through her. She said some beautiful things, but man, it's just, it's so sad that he had to pass away, but you know, she was able to fulfill one of his final wishes.
So my grandfather passed too, esophageal cancer, terrible. Well, all cancers are terrible, but.
Yeah, so luckily, you know, something nice happened right before he passed away where she, you know, he was able to get married and Jamie Lee Curtis did it for him. So it's nice that she was able to take the time out for that. Billboard Magazine has announced this year's honorees for their annual Women in Music event. And Cardi B is the woman of the year. Of course she is. Other honorees, Jennifer Lopez going to be the Icon of the Year award. Dua Lipa is going to get Powerhouse Award because of her success so far.
That's awesome. Good for her.
Dolly Parton, loving it. Hitmaker Award. Dolly Parton's really, she's making a big impact these days again. She's going to be the Hitmaker Award, and a couple other people making some big awards there. But Billboard's 15th annual Women in Music is going to take place virtually, so you can stream it on December 10th. And another streaming thing, a lot of people were up in arms about the Charlie Brown holiday specials not being on broadcast TV.
Yeah, you got to pay for it now.
Well, Apple TV, now, when the headline a while ago was like, Apple TV has Charlie Brown, you can't watch it, which was never true. They're always going to allow you to watch it streaming for chunks of time. It was streaming for free November 25th through 27th, and the Christmas one, December 11th through the 13th. They were always going to be free streaming for a couple of days. But now they're letting it be on broadcast TV, so PBS is going to get them. The Thanksgiving special is on Sunday, Bay at 7:30, and the Christmas one will air on December 13th.
It's like holding Charlie Brown hostage for a while.
It was,
that was scary. Like, we got him. Nobody else going to have him. Back away.
So PBS is going to get it, which is kind of cool. So you'll still be able to watch those specials on there.
Classics.
And that is your Dirt at 6:40. Well, fresh dirt in an hour at 7:40 with 94.7 WMA.
Now back to the Kellogg Crew with Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez on 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Looking to refinance a high-interest rate car loan, they can help you out. Plus, make no payments until after the new year. For more details, you can check out pvcu.org. Chris Kellogg here, along with Lopez. Dina's got the morning off, and of course, Lopez covering all the dirt. What do you have?
All right. Well, Matthew McConaughey says he was talking about the Hugh Hewitt show, and he said he might run for political office. He says, I don't know. I mean, that wouldn't be up to me. I mean, it kind of is also up to you. But he also said it would be up to the people more than it's up to me. I would say this. Look, politics seems to be a broken business to me right now. When politics redefines its purpose, I could be a lot more interested. So maybe we'll see him in some sort of political office.
Surprise.
We don't know.
Surprised nobody ran this time that was famous. The only reason I could think they don't run is because they have, like, dirt in their background. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to get stuff uncovered. But for him, maybe.
Hold on. Hollywood Life, you say no one famous. Kanye West. HollywoodLife.com says Kanye West is already planning to run again in 2024. So,
well, maybe he'll get his name on the ballot because he ran really late this time. That's why I couldn't get his name on the ballot a lot of places.
He's starting really early this time, so hopefully we won't forget. I don't know. So we'll see what happens with that as well. This is interesting. A wrongful death lawsuit has been filed on behalf of Naya Rivera's son. Now, you remember the Glee star drowned when she and her son were on a boat in the water.
Oh, yeah. So tragic.
Sure it was a tragic story. Mm-hmm. Well, Josie's dad, Ryan Dorsey, and the late actress's estate are suing Ventura County, California, the United Water Conservation District, and the county's Parks and Recreation Management for wrongful death and negligent infliction of emotional distress. Now, this is from Us Weekly saying that the boat that they rented didn't comply with safety standards. It didn't have the safety accessible ladder, adequate rope, an anchor, a radio, any security mechanisms. They also say it didn't have any flotation or life-saving devices in violation of California law.
Because she wasn't wearing a life vest.
Right.
Right? So it wasn't on board, maybe?
I guess that's what they're saying. Don't know. We'll see how this goes. Hopefully, if all these things were not there for their safety, then, you know, then
negligence. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see what happens with that. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle doing a ton of virtual appearances for good causes since they've been here in the U.S. But for Remembrance Day, Harry actually went out. He went out of their home to they were talking to Harper's Bazaar that he volunteered in Compton last week to help out the Mission Continues service platoons alongside fellow veterans. So he went out to help out veterans. You know, Veterans Day was last week, and he was helping out veterans in the area. It's nice to see that they're out there doing nice things. He helped distribute meals, and volunteers were saying that he was very humble and kind in helping out. So it's nice that he went out there. And finally, Jason Momoa talks about a lot of stuff in the latest issue of Men's Health. He was saying that he was a mess when he met his wife, Lisa Bonet. He said, especially when you meet someone you're completely infatuated in and find out she's amazing, intelligent, and funny, and she's a goddess, and you are a degenerate.
Oh, man, I know that. You ever date somebody that you're infatuated with? Like, everything you say sounds stupid to you. Like, even the hello, you're like, oh, did I mess that one up?
Well, he said, be you, try to be funny, and make her laugh. So, you know, it worked for him, so that's good. And he also said, on the prospect of his 13-year-old daughter dating, he says, I'm not going to do well with it. I just hate it if she brings home some, we'll skip one word, bad boy. And he says, I'm like, if you find a man who treats you better than I treat your mom, good luck. So that's all he's looking for, someone who treats her well. So hopefully she finds that.
That's wild. She opens the door, Aquaman's behind her. Wow, that kid is, his mind is going to just explode. explode right there.
You better treat her well, or I'll send all the ocean sharks after you.
Oh, geez.
And that is your dirt at 740. Well, fresh air in an hour at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Hey, Andine, it's got the morning off. Lopez in with the dirt at the 40, and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you got one of those high-interest car loans, well, PVCU can help you out, help you refinance that loan, and no car payments until after the new year. Get a great deal right now. Check out pvcu.org for all the details and get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. All right, here we go. It's Ina's dirt at the 40. Lopez, what do we have this morning?
All right, well, Angelina Jolie lost her bid to get the judge tossed off her and Brad Pitt's divorce case. So she had been talking about trying to get Judge John W. Oderkirk removed from the case because he officiated their 2014 wedding. We talked about that before.
Such a huge conflict.
Well,
giant.
The way she sees it, he promised to disclose any conflicts of interest, something her camp says he utterly failed to do. He's accused of repeatedly failing to disclose his ongoing and growing relationship, apparently, with Brad lawyers, but people say that the Superior Court of California of Orange County didn't see it that way. They said they're going to keep him on the case, and also that her bid to remove him was untimely.
Because
what? They say she knew about his appointment for over 2 years and didn't do anything.
Oh, I see. So, well, that kind of makes sense then. Yeah, she should have objected earlier.
Yeah, that's why they threw it out. So we'll see what happens with this case. There's not a lot going on in this case. It gets a lot of press, so it sounds kind of quiet, but it's going to have to happen someday. Lizzo, of course, amazingly talented, but sometimes she says fame isn't great. She was posting on TikTok about being famous, that it's not all it's cracked up to be. We've heard that before. And she says money really can't buy you happiness. She says fame only puts a magnifying glass on all the stuff that you already have, and if that's messed up, you're just gonna have even magnified stuff.
I don't like it when rich people say money can't buy happiness. I would just like to try it out for a while.
Well, she says, she says we're supposed to feel like we have to be happy, but she feels like she has a bad day. She's being ungrateful, which she's not. You know, we're all normal people. Fame doesn't change that. So, you know, she says it's not all it's cracked up to be. There's still tough things in life, and she deals with a lot. People judge her for so many different things, and they really shouldn't.
I don't know. I'll go buy a Porsche.
Beautiful.
It'll make me feel better.
It makes you feel better. You go do that.
Yes.
Rebel Wilson was talking about her year of health. We've talked about how she's lost 40 pounds, but she's not focused on the number on her scale. She was talking to People Magazine, and she said her year of health has just become being a healthier person, changing unhealthy habits and her mindset and doing unhealthy things because she was doing things like emotional eating or, you know, because she wasn't loving herself enough. So it wasn't just like changing her diet. We've talked about how she changed the food and stuff like that.
But right.
It was also a more of an emotional thing to change in her life, which is a huge thing that people need to do. It's like it's just being a healthy person. It's not like, you know, taking out all the food you love and just starving yourself. So she says it's about healthy practices and changing your whole lifestyle. So we hope
gotcha.
For her.
Yeah.
Sadly, Michael J. Fox was talking to the Los Angeles Times and is saying he's retiring from acting again due to his declining health. There's a time for everything, he said, and my time of putting in 12-hour workdays, memorizing pages of dialogue, it's best behind me. At least for now, I'm entering my second retirement. But that could change because everything changes. But he says, if this is the end of my career, so be it. You know, we always hope because he's such a great guy that
Parkinson's,
he does come
yeah.
back. Yeah, the Parkinson's makes it really hard for him to work. But, you know, we always love seeing him when we can.
And, you know, he's like you, his face never ages. Have you seen him recently? Honestly,
he looks
just
young.
Like Marty. Yeah.
Yeah, he's that Little Nas X video, which was hilarious, but
right.
he was great.
Yeah, when he brought back the character. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So we'll see what happens with that. And finally, just quickly, Fox News says there is a Kevin Costner Museum going up in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Oh,
yeah,
wow,
I had no
cool.
idea this was
he's,
being asked
well,
for.
He's been in like a million movies, though.
He has.
Good ones,
no,
too.
It's cool. It's going to have some props from his movies, like the Mustang from Bull Durham, some of Whitney Houston's gowns from The Bodyguard are going to be shown, which, I don't know, that's Whitney Houston's museum, not Kevin Costner. But
maybe he's just grabbing other people's stuff.
Anything that's been near Kevin Costner gets to go in this museum.
He's got Han Solo stuff over here.
Yeah. He touched it. It goes in. So, I guess you can visit that for some, if you're a big fan of Kevin Costner. And who isn't? And that is your dirt at 840. We'll have everything up online with at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.